Ladies and gentlemen, yes, we're back once again. The GCC is back in the building. Geek Culture Congress, welcome. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by Mr. Funny and Talented, Mr. Tarek Lewis. Tarek, how you doing today, sir?
Welcome
to 2020.
I'm so glad I made it. I feel like I was kicked off the show. I wasn't sure.
How could you say that? You are the key element to the show.
Your actions speak louder than words, Speedy.
You are the key element to the show, okay? Mr. Joy Franchise,
yes.
How you doing, sir? Welcome again, once again.
Yeah, man, happy to be here. 2019 is a wrap.
Me too, man.
An even better, you know what I'm saying, situation.
Situation?
I feel good.
Do I have your mic on?
Is
your mic on?
It's on.
I don't know which one I have on. Let's see. Why does that feel
on.
Like, is this
maybe
it?
I'm not in the off.
I don't know. Take a talk.
You good? We good? Yes, all right.
One, two. There you go.
Well, I was going to say a very heartfelt, you know, opening, but, you know, whatever.
Go ahead. Start over again,
2020,
Joy.
Man. We here. First episode of New Year, and there's a lot to talk about. So
yes, there is. Yes, there is.
Just for people who couldn't hear, his first opening was so much better.
Yeah, it was more heartfelt.
I may edit it. I may not.
It was like a J.J. Watt coming out the huddle.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
I may edit it. I may not. I reserve the right to edit it out. Okay, thank you. Anyway, so let's get into a mess. So much stuff happening in the fandom right now. The want to say the aftermath of Rise of Skywalker, Star Wars, in theaters.
Yeah,
of course, before we get into spoilers, I just want to make sure everybody saw it. Right?
Yeah,
you saw it, of course, Tarek. Yeah. Mr. Joy Franchise saw it, and I saw it as well. Let me, disclaimer, my score may be a little slightly what do the teacher gives you
a curve?
A curve, there you go. My
nanny.
Score may be curved because of my 4DX experience of watching Rise of Skywalker.
Now we got to hear you showing off.
Oh, man, wow. We'll get into it in a minute. But first, I want to hear everybody's reactions to it. Of course, the last thing we talked about was predictions, right?
Yes.
Did our predictions come true? I didn't even check. I didn't even write them down.
I was right. I did say that Rey was a Palpatine.
You did call that.
I didn't know it was a granddaughter. What I thought was that she was cloned.
From
the Palpatine bloodline, but she was actually child.
Physical child.
Well, I got that.
You were close. You said she was blood, but the actual physical.
Well, I mean,
she was the grandchild.
Blood it came from.
Yeah, she was the grandchild. Close enough. Close enough, right? Right?
Yeah, I feel good about that.
What about you, Tarek? You had any predictions that came true, or do you just went in there hoping for the best?
Blind. I'm not sure if I made any predictions.
You were hoping for the best?
Yeah, I knew that Kylo was going to turn.
Yeah,
but that's not a big.
Yeah.
You know,
right?
You can't show off about that. About that prediction. But I think I went in blind. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I think what was my prediction that we're going to get the actor who played Anakin Skywalker. We're going to get a Force ghost. Of him. That didn't happen.
Yeah, that didn't happen. You thought Hayden Christensen was going to be a Force Ghost.
That didn't happen. I struck out.
Maybe in the Taker sequel.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Didn't his voice came in when Rey was hearing all the voices?
His voice?
He did.
Voice
he was in the voice.
So you were kind of in that realm.
I was close.
Not like actual ghost, but the voice?
I was close.
Was
but not... No, I did not hit the target.
No.
I was throwing darts, I probably hit the 20 points, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll take it, though. I'll take it, the 20 points.
Good, 20 points.
So, Tarek Lewis. Should I give my review?
Give your slanted review.
My slanted review. Because I saw it in 4DX out of scale. We're going to do a 10 scale, okay?
Okay.
Just for Rise of Skywalker, because it's so important. I'd have to give it an 8.5 because I saw it in 4DX.
Okay.
Like, literally, the 4DX experience was being in Star Tours. Anybody ride Star Tours in Disney World?
No.
No?
Not in a long time. Not the most recent.
So you went to Orlando to go to
Disney? Yeah. I drove an hour and a half, and I got stuck in traffic to go watch Rise of Skywalker on Sunday. The whole internet trying to spoil me, trying to spoil everything on me. I had to wait till Sunday. Drove to Sunday, about 2 hours of drive, to go watch in 4DX. And it was probably the best experience I ever had watching a movie.
Okay.
It was, I give it like 8.5, the movie. Just literally like from the start, Like the chairs were, and the whole beginning when it was jumping a light, then he was doing the light speed jump. It was literally like you were in a Star Tours for like two hours and a half.
Okay.
Like the part, there's a part where, it was, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing Rise of Skywalker spoilers. You haven't seen it yet. There's something wrong with you. You have plenty of time. We'll get into that later. Okay. Anyway, the part where Rey goes into the destroyed Death Star.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You could smell. It smelled like booty, like burnt.
I don't know if like I want to smell booty in the movie theater.
Why did you enjoy
it? In the movie theater. Because it was cool, though. You know, it was a little detail. Okay. When she's standing
That's the one detail out of the entire movie that you
No. It was cool, too. Like, the
booty
you know,
the
Stormtrooper helmets all over the place. I thought that was cool, too. You know? Anyway. When she's standing, like, in the desert. On one of the planets there.
Yeah.
You could feel the wind blowing. The whole battle on top of the Death Star ruins. You could feel the mist of water was falling on you.
Okay.
Every time a ship took off, it was shook you. Every time the somebody got hit, the chair hit you.
Yeah.
It was like nonstop. And you know, the action in that movie was nonstop. Yeah. No, go.
I have a question, though.
Yeah.
How was the actual movie, Speedy?
So the actual movie.
You understand how the ride was.
So the actual movie, ladies and gentlemen. As a fan, I give it a 7.5.
Out of 10.
Out of 10.
Okay.
Because, yes, there was a lot of stuff for me there as a fan. I enjoyed it. Enjoyed some of the fan service because as a fan. But as a person who sees movies and seen better movies, I have to give it a 6.5. As far as like a movie, like an executed movie.
Right.
You know? I mean, it's just, there's just some things that are like, You know, I was thinking about what I was going to say before I got here, right? So you know that, remember I just talked about that when the Millennium Falcon was doing the hyperspace jumping?
Yeah.
That was the movie in a nutshell. Like it was, like the movie with hyperspace jump. All right, let's go here. Check out this scene. Bam, yeah. Let's go over here now. Bam, oh, they shooting at us. Bam, yeah. Bam. And then they made a landing and the whole Millennium Falcon was on fire. That was the landing at the end of the movie. Like, but we landed it.
Yeah. But it was on fire.
Put out the fire. It's okay. Yeah. We're alive. You know? So, that being said, Mr. Tarek Lewis, give us your unjaded review of Rise of Skywalker.
Well, for me to be unjaded, be out of character. First of all. And let me also say that Rise of Skywalker was much like life.
Yeah?
It had peaks and valleys.
See? There you go. We agree. For one
and
time,
there were some
agree.
Great moments.
There was.
In it. Like, I got my little thug feelings when... When Princess Leia died and Chewie's reaction to it,
yeah,
that got to me. I was like,
did you shed a thug tear?
A little thug tear.
A thug tear? Yeah.
I had to suck it up, man.
I'm excited now.
Tupac.
I'm excited to hear the rest of your review now.
They had some great moments. Yeah. You know, I think the ending overall, not the battle scene part of the ending,
right.
But Rey's ending and Kylo Ren's ending, that was a really big payoff for me. I liked that.
You did like it?
I did like that. I did not like the Emperor at all.
No?
I didn't like...
You know what I didn't like about the Emperor? He didn't have no good one-liners that I could take away.
Yeah, he had an awful one. He said a dyad in the Force. Like, is a dyad even a thing?
It's a thing. Yeah.
It's a duality or
but something. It's a thing, like, if you... Like, if you read, like, the old stuff, the extra novels and comic books and stuff like that, yeah, there's something there that they talk about
so,
that.
So, I think when you're watching this film, you can't take it as an individual film. You have to take it as a culmination of, you know... The trilogy. I think he did a good job of trying his best to give the fans what they wanted and tying everything into a nice, neat bow. The problem with, the biggest problem with Rise of Skywalker is The Last Jedi.
No. But hold up, before you continue. So I rewatched Force Awakens and Last Jedi after I watched this one.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, some of the things that they said in Last Jedi now make sense to me. But I was like, in retrospect, I was like, damn, I had to go through another 2.5 hour movie just to understand what happened in Last Jedi.
Yeah.
I was like, man.
Yeah, it's just, he was trying to fix everything and give everybody what they wanted. And you know, I think as a filmmaker, he did the best he possibly could. It was rushed. It was rushed. There were some plot points where it was like, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
That doesn't, okay. And they did finally do a good job of making Rey, Finn, and... Oh my God! What's the other guy's name?
Ray Finn. I think Finn got the shaft as a character. He got the shaft in this movie, man.
Yeah. Well, he had some moments.
He had some moments.
But where's Ray Finn? And what's the other guy? Who's the pilot? I can't think of his name.
Paul Dameron.
Paul Dameron. Yeah. Of making them a crew.
Yeah.
They did a good job of making them a crew, so I give them kudos for that. I think out of 10, I'll give it a 7. I'll give it a 7 out of 10, but it's definitely a movie I got to watch again to really get a feel for.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the whole time I was watching it, I'm like criticizing, like, wait, hold on. So I didn't really enjoy it as a film. It was like, I was looking at it as a Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
But it had some good moments, you know. I was overall pleased. I liked it better than Last Jedi.
Really?
I liked it. For me, I liked it more than the other two.
Than both of them?
Yeah. I liked it a little bit better than Force Awakens. I mean, it's definitely better than Last Jedi. But for me, because me being the least, you know, biggest Star Wars fan in the room.
Yeah.
You're like a part-time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm a part-time. Yeah.
So you didn't get none of that lore, none of the little references and stuff like that?
I got all the references. I'm just not as, like, geeked up see all the references. Yeah, I have an appreciation for Star Wars.
And that's my issue. Like, people like you didn't get the same. No, I'm saying, like, they made the movie not thinking about people like you. That's what I feel like. You know what I mean?
I think they did a good job at that. Because what I liked about the movie and what I've always disliked about Star Wars movies in the past, like Clone Wars and even some of, like, actually, no, Sith was fine, but even like Phantom Menace is just, you know, it's like a lot of too much dialogue. It's like, I'm just kind of dragging. Like, this one kind of felt like it felt rushed, but a good amount, because it normally what I expect from a Star Wars movie is seeing the adventure, the action, you know, and I got a lot of that in this one. I feel like there was always something popping off. Wherever it's they went, whether it was like when they found the snitch in the order, and you know that was cool.
And I forgot about
just
that.
Seeing when then they find Chewie after they, you know, thought that he died.
Yeah,
right.
Even like the final battle scene was really good, and Rey and Kylo Ren and that payoff was really dope. And it was a fat. I think everybody disliked it because it felt like a rushed movie. But you got to give it to J.J. Abrams for working with what he had after, what's the name, Trevorrow, was fired from the project. He had to, you know, make the best of what he had. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're trying to meet a deadline, and they're trying to keep it, be consistent. So.
Technically, it is a corporate, you know, thing, you know?
Yeah, so
we're working for Disney.
I give it a 7. Like, I thought it was a solid 7. It was fun. It was action-packed. Nice little payoffs in here and there. Like, it made it been the out of the park home run, but it was more like an in the park home run.
Yeah,
you know, you went around all the bases.
Yeah, it was
like not much effort, but yeah, you know, just good enough.
Exactly, yeah.
Good enough to win the game. Good enough to win the series.
Yeah, it was decent. It was decent. It's not going to go down, and you know, at some point we're going to have to re-rank these films again. I think it was definitely better than all the prequels except for maybe Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah,
you know, it's. You know, it's tough. It's around. It's better than Last Jedi.
Like, and it's definitely like, yeah. I honestly put it in my top 5.
It's probably top 5.
And it's 5.
Yeah, it's probably in top 5.
I like what's in the movie that I like the payoff from the line that Palpatine is talking to Anakin in Revenge of the Sith, right? He's talking about how, you know, a Sith can sometimes become so powerful they could even cheat death.
Yeah.
And finally, at the end of this, at the end of the saga, we see the Palpatine kind of do that, you know? So we got a payoff from that old line or that old dialogue, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not much of explanation, but, you know, decent payoff. And by the way, like, all these people who say it all, Palpatine coming back or whatever, I was like, bro, you haven't read the comic books that they made after, you know, the Dark Empire and the novels and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They were cloning Palpatine all the damn time.
Yeah. I mean, if they have cloning technology, why not clone yourself? You know?
Yeah, so it's not new. You know, they.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Took a little bit from here, a little bit from there, you know?
I thought it was decent. It was decent. Now, if somebody doesn't watch Star Wars, I'm not going to tell them to go on and see, you know, these three films. But it's for fans.
But when you're a company like Disney and you have a subsidiary like Marvel and you look at Marvel. I mean, we're talking about from Star Wars, some IP that was bought. That's technically based on old movies from the 20th century, from 1977, mm-hmm. the 80s and 90s entry, and then three prequels from the 90s that did so, right? Okay. Or the 2000s, should I say.
But they made a lot of money. Let's not say they did so.
But, you know, like, it's not like Marvel that said, you know, okay, they had a team of people, and they started with Iron Man, and they said, okay, we want to get from here to here. You know what I mean? And they started from that. And then moved all along, all the way to the.
But
to
they
the
weren't.
Game.
They weren't Disney when they did the Marvel. When they did
no,
Iron
I know,
Man.
I know. They were still Marvel. So I get. Yeah. But I get. You know, nowhere in between there did they say, "Hey, maybe we should do it like these guys do it."
No.
You know what I mean? At least from the beginning, like it seemed like the trilogy had no plan. You know, it was all loosey goosey.
No. I think it had a plan, and I think Rian Johnson went off the plan. That's what I honestly think. I think J.J. Abrams had a plan. Yeah. And he's like, well, I don't want to direct every film. I'll let somebody
because he's tired, right?
He's trying to get
this Warner Brothers money, right?
Trying to let creatively somebody else get a hand in it. He didn't want to be George Lucas, where everything was his thing. Mm. And I think Rian Johnson came in and was like, I'm going to make Chronicle.
I'm going to do me.
And I was like, whoa, what's this? Oh, yeah, and wow. I think that's what happened. And you know, when you're comparing Disney, when you're comparing Star Wars and Marvel, listen, there's no comparison. This Star Wars is bigger. You know how many Lego Star Wars games?
I was watching the Toys That Made Us.
Yeah.
And just seeing, like, what really made the movies was the toys.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a big, big property. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter if it says Star Wars on it. A bunch of people are going to go see it. And they may hate it, but they're going to go see it.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know. It's definitely one of those things that, like, it's a must watch. Like, you can't like miss out on a Star Wars movie, especially. That's why I feel like with this trilogy, it wasn't maybe as beloved as the previous ones were.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, the original ones, I should say.
Yeah.
But I think once Disney got that property, it's like, you know, let's punch these things out because they understand how much money's in, you know, the toy market and merch and all that. Yeah. So.
Baby Yoda.
Yeah. They was not ready for Baby Yoda.
They didn't know.
Man, did you guys finish Mandalorian yet?
I did. Yes. I wasn't excited. I wasn't excited. I was half asleep when
decent.
I saw the last episode.
Half asleep.
I passed out. I passed out like with
half asleep.
Last 15 minutes.
What made you pass out, Joey? Besides your nocturnal life,
mostly the nocturnal life.
Yeah.
And I just haven't gotten around to it because it's
Come on, say how you feel. Come on, Joey, give it to me.
I wasn't intrigued by this last.
Intrigued
episode,
by the ending? Okay. Hmm. What about you, Terry Lewis?
I thought it was dope.
You thought it was dope?
Yeah.
So some of your best parts about it.
Man, I hate to be this dark person. When he kept punching the Baby Yoda, that's so funny. To me.
I was like, yo, what happened? And then he hit him really hard the last time. I was like, oh, what? Yeah.
And I liked how the stakes kept rising. I like how they kept okay, we got a plan, and it wasn't working.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how it's supposed to work. Adversity, right?
Yeah. It was very, as far as creatively, it was very well written in that the stakes kept rising, and nothing stupid happened. Like, nobody did anything. Well, the little Bacta tank thing was a little cheesy. But
I missed the Bacta spray thing.
Yeah.
I was like, dang, where's this technology been? I remember Bacta spray working so fast.
Yeah, where's this technology been?
Because they had Luke Skywalker in the whole tank for like what?
Yeah.
A week?
Yeah, well, his hand got cut off. It was a little different. He didn't have a concussion.
I don't know what's more serious, though.
His hand got cut off and he fell down a pipe.
Mm-hmm. Well.
But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the last episode. There were some episodes in The Mandalorian was like, okay.
Yeah.
What are we doing here, you know?
Yeah.
But overall, I was excited about it. I mean, I hope they keep,
I guess, everything that we thought was filler was important because they had to establish emotional connection, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Make you care about the character.
I'm more curious about the Mandalorians and their way of life than I am about what's going to happen with Rey and Finn in the future. I'm more curious about that. See what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm more curious because I'm not tired of the Jedi and all that, but I'm like, let's see some other stuff going on.
Yeah, see the gangster side of Star Wars, right?
And the dude, I can never remember his, Giancarlo Esposito.
Mm-hmm.
He's great.
He is awesome, man.
He's great, man.
But he's going to be bad guys in all kinds of shows for to the end of his life.
It was pretty predictable too that he would take off his mask.
Yeah?
Yeah. Did he take off the mask?
I think he did.
Well, yeah, eventually he had to take off the mask. He did take off the mask for a little bit, yeah.
But did they, That's right.
He had to fix his head.
That's right. They did show him
at the
end.
They had to box his head.
Yeah, we knew in the beginning of the series he was taking that mask off.
Yeah, he was.
But he only did it to the Android, though.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Feel free to chime in, guys. If you're on the live show on Twitch, feel free to chime in anytime on the chat. I am seeing the chat, and it seems like I'm the only one who talked in it. So feel free, guys, chime in. Tell us how you feel about The Mandalorian, ending of Mandalorian and Rise of Skywalker. I did like the Darksaber little introduction there, the Darksaber.
Yeah.
Did you guys get that reference? You guys
know it's
from and all that stuff?
I didn't know.
No? So the Darksaber, for anybody who doesn't understand what that was, is the lightsaber of the only Mandalorian that was ever inducted into the Jedi Order.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. That story was introduced in Clone Wars and Rebels, that whole arc. So, long story short, he was the only Mandalorian ever inducted into the Jedi Order. He passed away, and his lightsaber was left in the, I guess, in the organization, whatever. Mm. And it was stolen by Mandalorians.
Okay.
And it became a symbol of leadership. Like, every leader for Mandalore had it. Like, you know, like it was like Excalibur, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
For them. There was a time that, I guess, Darth Maul took over Mandalore, and he had it.
Yeah, we don't need to go into
The Rebels, they got it back. Long story short, the Mandalorian that's in Rebels, the cartoon, she gives it to the new leader of Mandalore, and that's the last time we saw it.
Okay.
Now we see the Moff Tarkin? Is that his name, Tarkin?
No, that's not Moff.
No,
it's not Tarkin. It's
Goff? It's Goffin or something like that? I don't know.
It's Grand Moff something.
Grand Moff. Yeah,
it's
something not Tarkin. Like that.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Well, this new Grand Moff is... has it because he raised Mandalore. And I guess he destroyed the planet.
Yeah.
And now he has the Darksaber, which he introduces here. So I guess they're going to get into more about what happened to Mandalore.
Yeah.
After Rebels.
I find that interesting. So I'm there for that.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Definitely, man. Definitely well done. Well done show. I hope there's more Disney Plus shows of Star Wars than movies. I think the series, this new found, you know, live action way that they've been able to do Star Wars, I think they can do a lot of different things.
I just want a Star Wars romantic comedy, like Friends, you know what I mean? Like,
well, you know, Rey and Finn, man, it can still happen, man.
Like Chewie's like Mr. Belvedere.
I'm just wanting to go back to in Rise of Skywalker is the Finn situation. He had to tell her something?
He had to tell her that he's force sensitive, according to some articles that I read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's force sensitive. That's what it was. Yeah.
You see? That's what I thought, too. See what I'm saying? Finn got the short end of the stick, but he did hook up with the other the stormtrooper.
He's going to get friend zoned again. I don't know why we.
Probably will.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Lando's going to block that, man.
Yeah, that's not happening, man. It's going to be like new in Star Wars lore, The Adventures of the Star Wars Negroes. We take all the black characters from Star Wars and Chewie and send them off on an adventure.
Oh, man. All right. So let's get into some more news that's not Star Wars. We had talked enough about Star Wars for about a half hour or so.
Yeah.
Exciting news. Deadpool 3 is in production at Marvel. Are we excited? Or you reserve judgment?
I'm reserving judgment.
Here's the rumor, guys. Here's the juicy rumor, okay? The rumor is that the offer's on the table for Hugh Jackman, who's already said that he does not want to do Wolverine anymore, that they would like to do some kind of, like, breaking the fourth wall kind of reintroduction, that Deadpool goes through some universes or whatever, because we already know he can universe jump for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because he's got cables.
Thing. Something like that. So that supposedly he's going to jump and get Wolverine to help him with something. And that the whole Deadpool 3 idea would be like a buddy movie. Wolverine and Deadpool.
Yeah. What? They already have.
They did the cable.
The deal is just waiting. Is just sitting. Is all in Hugh Jackman's cart for him to say yes or no. That's where it's at right now.
Yeah, that's an awful idea.
We need to just let go of this Wolverine thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm telling you what the rumor is.
Yeah, that's
the possibility.
This is why fans should not be in charge of writing stuff. We just come up with the stupidest stuff.
Well, apparently, the powers that be are the ones that are pushing this.
I'm sure. There's a I think it was Anthony Mackie, who's Falcon, of course. And he made a statement. He was like, the studios have no idea what they're talking about. Mm. Like, they have no clue. They just like, what's the – people like this character. Let's pair them. And they're like, have no clue. So, yeah, you get a sheet of paper, and you throw ideas out.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't – no idea is bad at that point. But this is an awful idea.
What about you, Joey? You're not with it? God, what if it's well done?
A part of me feels like it would be a good idea, but the other part of me is more so Hugh Jackman is – you're getting up there in age.
And, yeah.
You know, we already laid the character to rest in an awesome
Logan
movie.
Yeah, but they can make him look young for as long as the whole movie is. Because look at the technology. They already did Luke and Leia look young.
They already did that.
Yeah. Him. Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They did.
It's not necessary. There's no personality-wise, Cable and Logan aren't that different. You know what I mean? They're both very gruff, you know, rough.
Yeah, they both regenerate.
Hard-nosed, willing to kill.
They both regenerate.
Yeah. So there's no point. I thought the Cable-Deadpool relationship was so good in Deadpool 2 that it does not need to be touched.
Right.
Like, it was a great relationship. That whole crew... That's a great relationship. Deadpool 2 is one of my favorite comic movies, by the way. I'm going to put that statement out there.
Wow, okay.
Definitely.
Wow.
Probably in my top five.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Next to Howard the Duck.
This is a bad idea, then. Wolverine.
No, it's an awful idea. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
let's just move on. Let's recast it. I kind of like the idea of them talking about, like, Clint Eastwood's kid playing him, playing Wolverine.
Mm. Oh, okay.
What if they recast Wolverine, and he's the new Wolverine for the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Wolverine. I don't want to see Wolverine or any of the... main X-Men for like another 5-6 years.
So what's the
score? Well, here's what's being talked about right now, because now kind of shifting a little bit or segueing into Wolverine territory.
Skirt, skirt.
Paramount has officially Universal has given the rights to Marvel to make another Hulk movie.
Yes, and also part of that, which I want to talk about later, but they supposedly they also got Namor back too as well.
Yeah, and they got Namor back. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing with that situation is now Ruffalo, you know, Marvel's coming to Ruffalo saying, hey, you know, we got an opportunity to do another Hulk movie. Like, what are some ideas that you got?
Yeah,
because Ruffalo's deeply invested in the character.
Yeah,
And even a fan and a comic fan himself. So one of the things that is rumored is possibly Hulk versus Wolverine. And that's a way to introduce Wolverine into the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
Through that's a Hulk interesting. Movie.
Yeah. Huh.
So does Hugh Jackman come back for that, or that's going to be a brand new cast?
I think it would be a brand new cast.
Recast that, yeah. Mm. I always thought the idea of Hulk fighting Wolverine was ridiculous. I know that's how Wolverine was introduced, but it just doesn't.
Well, in the comic book, it was like, you know, hey, we need to stop this rampaging monster. Let's send our weapon to
I understand, but
they didn't understand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What the power difference was, I guess.
Yeah,
I get that, you know. I get that part.
Yeah,
maybe that'd be the other way to introduce mutants. Like, oh, there's more of your kind?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, we're going to get into that because I got a juicy rumor about that stuff, okay? But let's knock down the other things that are happening in fandom right now. You guys catch up on The Witcher?
I have not yet.
I will give you a spoiler-free really review. It is pretty decent once you realize that there's two different timelines going on in the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you guys get into it, anybody gets into it and they haven't watched it yet, there's your warning. There is two different timelines. So probably like the first 4 or 5 episodes, you're going to be like, eh?
Yeah.
And then about the 5 or 6, you're going to be like, oh, okay, there's two different timelines. Yeah, all right. So now that I told you, you'll probably enjoy it a lot more.
Yeah. I plan on starting tonight. Right.
Yeah. It's like D&D on steroids, kind of.
Okay.
Some, you know. Different rules.
It looks like Castlevania.
Yeah, it's like it's like a little Castlevania-ish with some D&D.
Yeah.
Some Dungeons and Dragons rules and, you know. It's interesting. I guess it has its own fandom because of the video game and all that stuff. And also novels have been done about it as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
So definitely good. Definitely a decent watch. You got Netflix? I mean,
It's,
you know, just check it out. Especially if you're a fantasy guy.
Speaking of which, I just binge-watched Dracula.
Yeah, tell me about Dracula.
On Netflix.
I got it there. Like, I was about to watch it, and I was like, I don't have time to invest because I know I won't stop watching it.
I really liked Dracula.
Yeah, you really like it? See, yeah. I'm going to watch it tonight.
I really like Dracula. Listen, it's not a straight-up horror film. It's not Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh.
The character Dracula is more like Lucifer on the show Lucifer.
Okay. I like it.
And it's very entertaining.
Yeah.
It's very, the way they do Van Helsing, I won't spoil it, the way they do Van Helsing and his abilities and all these, you know, Jonathan Harker and Mrs. Harker, the way they do these characters is so unique. And it's very, very entertaining. I think it's four one-hour episodes or something like that. And I ended up going straight through.
How many? Four?
It's only four episodes?
Yeah, it's like 4 1.5-hour episodes.
Wow.
And I ended up going straight through and watched them all.
That's almost a 5-hour movie, bro.
Yeah, it's Dracula's story.
Yeah.
And interesting. I thought it was dope.
I think we're going to check it out tonight.
I definitely recommend it.
I think that's what's going to happen tonight, some Dracula. You guys finished Watchmen?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
You're out of Watchmen, so we can't spoil it now, Jeter.
We'll wait for you.
So let's put it this way. So give me your spoiler-free review after you finished everything. How you feel about the whole series?
Oh, it was a great series.
Yeah.
That's a great series.
Man.
It
was dope.
I thought when The Boys was done, I was like, well, this is the best superhero series I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And
Watchmen
came. Watchmen ended, I was like, whoa.
I thought the writer had to be like, you know, African American or something, but he's Anglo. He's like super Anglo.
Yeah. Yeah. White people can't acknowledge
us. Like I heard he did a bunch of interviews.
Yeah.
He did like one with the Writers Guild and stuff like that.
Okay.
And he was talking about the show and stuff like that. I was like, wow, man, the guy, he knew about, you know, Black Wall Street and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, man.
If you're not, let's think about Watchmen. Mm. If you don't know the original Watchmen,
So watch the movie at least, read a book, you know.
Yeah, you got to watch the movie.
Catch up,
and you know. But I think the Watchmen really stood out not just because of the story, but the performances and all the background they give you.
Oh yeah,
it was a great culmination of all those episodes. It's very rare that every episode meant something and it culminated in such a way that it was like, okay.
It's just so well done, man. It's just...
Yeah.
Going back... Now let's go back to Rise of Skywalker or something. You know what I mean? Like, look at all these winning, well-written stuff, and then we get Rise of Skywalker. I mean, come on, man.
Nah, you had to fix Last Jedi.
Yeah, I guess.
You had to fix Last Jedi.
I know. I'm still a little jaded. I'm Star Wars jaded a little bit. It's all right. Talk about something that's not well-written. Crisis on Infinite Earths. I know you guys have been checked out of the Arrowverse.
Yeah.
But you know me, I'm in it to win it.
Yeah,
you know?
You're not winning it, though.
Oh, I'm not. Like, and I actually, it was kind of cheesy, man. Until
really?
This,
oh,
it was,
you just found
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it was kind of cheesy, man. It was okay. I guess if you're a fan, you're like a super, super fan, and you're just like, you don't care, you just eat everything up. But I was like, it's okay. I did like the last, I'll spoil it for you guys, because I know you guys will never see it.
Probably not.
The 1990s Flash, like, sacrificed himself instead of the new Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he kind of did it in a way like a passing the baton kind of, you know, homage. Because, you know, that series never really had an ending.
Yeah.
So this was kind of his ending, you know.
Didn't they already do that?
Yeah, but they kind of made it more finite in this episode. So, you know, it was very nice. It was touching. It was nice. Nice little thing, but... And then there were some cool things there, but this hasn't gotten, like, I don't know. Now I have to finish it, you know?
Yeah. It's not over?
Like, it's kind of like, you know, when you start eating your Brussels sprouts, but no, they didn't do them right, but you still got to finish them.
No, you don't. That's not how restaurants work, Speedy. I don't know.
No, like, you got to, you know, like a family member's house, you know, and, mm-hmm. you know, they didn't cook it right. And
yeah, you say I'm full. Oof. I must have had too much water. And you go on with your life, Speedy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we got to finish it. Yeah. Yeah, we got to finish
just
it.
Say so. That, man. Just be honest with yourself.
Crisis on Infinite Earths, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. It is what it is. I guess it's interesting. It's the best thing I could say about it.
Hmm.
It does have a lot of cheesy points to that. I don't know.
It's not over there yet, though, right?
The Crisis on Earth X was way better than this. Definitely.
But the Crisis on Infinite Earth is not. It's not over.
It's
yet?
Not over yet. No.
Okay.
They're coming back in the spring, I guess, is the spring.
Oh, okay.
I guess I guess they call it January spring.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. So what's gonna happen? Like Superwoman's gonna have to play a game of spades against Mephisto in order for it to get.
I don't know. But
Captain
I do like
cold out of the
I do like that
time
they,
loop.
I do like the premise that DC started here, that all their properties are connected. Like, there's an Earth for everything. There's an Earth for their movie universe. There's an Earth for Batman, Tim Burton's Batman. There's an Earth for, you know, whatever show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all connected. You know, so that premise is pretty cool. Like, the Lucifer show is connected.
Yeah.
Because that's that character from the Netflix Lucifer show.
Yeah.
That character is from the Sandman comic book, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was the guy that, I forget his name now. I'm getting all these characters and all these worlds crossed in my head. He is the magician for in the DC universe. He
does Dr. Fate.
No. There's another one. The guy with the jacket. He's like a Englishman.
Not Constantine.
Constantine, there you go.
Yeah.
So Constantine from the show has to go to this Lucifer to get something he needs to save Arrow's soul or something like that, because he's stuck in hell or whatever. And Yep.
Moving on.
Anyway, moving on. Speaking about hell, Christian Bale is apparently attached to be somehow involved in Thor 4. Love and Thunder.
Okay.
As an undisclosed role.
I'm here for it. Anything Christian Bale's pretty decent.
Yeah.
Do you know the character they haven't done in Thor yet from the comic books?
What's that?
It's pretty important. Boulder.
Really?
Boulder's like another hero. Thor's not rival, but they're like related. They haven't touched on that character at all.
I could have sworn. You sure Boulder hasn't done anything?
Nope. They have not done him at all.
Huh. Boulder, interesting.
Yeah. I think they're going to give us a Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I think we'll get a Beta Ray
Bill. All right, man. So you ready to get into these movie rumors, man?
Yeah.
We got all these movie rumors. First, I want to, the source, the Mikey Sutton source, and also Black Knight source. Those are two insiders, Marvel and DC insiders, that they just like to scoop stuff and share it with people. They have like a bunch of groups and stuff like that. So I want to credit them on all these things that we're going to talk about today.
Okay.
Because that's where I got it from. Do you have anything, Joey?
I did. Well, my rumor was that it's WandaVision related.
Okay.
That Quicksilver will be back.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's gonna be the original actor who played him, but Quicksilver will be back. Cause, spoiler alert, there was something that leaked where it's a scene where Wanda and Vision's children.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Wiccan and Speed?
Yeah.
Yes.
They like reference an uncle sleeping on the couch.
Ah, okay.
And obviously Vision
interesting.
Has no family
interesting.
Because he's an android, but so that just kinda, that's the thing people are going with. So it looks like we're gonna get Quicksilver to come back in WandaVision.
So I got some more rumors from WandaVision stuff. This comes from the Black Knight. She-Hulk will debut somehow in the WandaVision show. So we'll get our first view. Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
You got the nosy neighbor. You got the nosy neighbor in the show.
Also, we have the organization S.W.O.R.D. will also debut
in WandaVision.
Yes.
That's I'm trying to understand
that's all pretty much confirmed, because we've already got some pictures of some sets. Some sets where they've had the S.W.O.R.D. logo on them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to say it's almost been confirmed, but I guess it won't be confirmed until the show comes about. But
this show is the most, like, I'm, like, mentally, like, strained, like, because I don't understand, like.
Oh, man. If you're mentally strained right now, or about to have your mind bended right now, okay? All right? Now, remember, this is a rumor, ladies and gentlemen. Any of this could change at any time, right? This is all conjecture until it's proven or casted or whatever, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So hold on to your horses, okay? Now remember, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness is going to be dealing with the aftermath of WandaVision, okay? According to sources. Now, we know in the comic book, Doctor Strange is part of this organization called the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with the Illuminati, we think that runs the government in real world.
It runs Rock Nation.
Yeah. No, this is Illuminati. Marvel Universe Illuminati was combined of Iron Man, Doctor Strange. I think it's Black Panther, Namor, which goes back to our rumor.
And Professor X.
Professor X is the other one. And I believe there's one more I'm forgetting right now. Reed Richards yeah. from Fantastic Four. Okay. So the rumor is
Black Panther too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. November 2. Okay, my bad.
So the rumors are that the Illuminati will be introduced by the end of the Multiverse of Madness. And it will be the introduction, the first introduction of Reed Richards and Professor X in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Okay. This will all happen in Multiverse of Madness. How? I do not know.
I'll be okay with that.
And also, of course, Namor and Black Panther as well.
Yeah.
Will be included. Of course, no Iron Man because he's gone.
Yeah.
But that seems like the direction that they might go as far as the Multiverse of Madness is going.
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, you okay?
Yeah, that sounds
like the intro.
So supposedly not as the intro. I think it's gonna be like a result of the movie.
As like, a result of Multiverse of Madness.
Because supposedly what's gonna happen in WandaVision is Scarlet Witch, of course, has gone crazy, lost her freaking mind, and she's opened up reality portals and crossing into all kinds of different realities and other possibilities and stuff like that. And supposedly that's what's going to introduce the Fantastic Four and the Professor X. So possibly what's happened already in the X-Men movies could possibly be canon and the future and then moving forward of, you know.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see a lot. We're going to see chaos magic coming from Scarlet Witch too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
I'm cool with that. That's actually an idea I like.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah.
But now we're getting into, like, you know, messy stuff that happens with DC now, you know?
Well, you're the only one watching Crisis. No one else is watching that, so we can't even compare.
They're making money somehow, Tarek.
They own all the property.
It's on television. They're making money because Johnson & Johnson is advertising on it. That's what we need to be doing. We need to be making our show
come sponsor us,
trashy.
Please.
So
Disney, come sponsor us. Okay, we'll talk good about you all
right
the time.
Down the street.
Yeah,
right.
Thank you.
No, I'm okay with that. I like the idea of introducing these characters slowly and maybe letting them establish their own world and then intertwining them. I mean, with Endgame, they've already messed with stuff, so you know it's already going to be weird. And we're clearly getting a Scarlet Witch.
It's
about
movie. To get weirder.
Yeah, we're getting a a Black Widow show.
Yeah,
and she's dead. So we're clearly not on a straight timeline anymore.
Oh, another rumor that I heard is that some and WandaVision, she's gonna bring back Black Widow for like a moment, like one of her reality altering is like Black Widow's alive or whatever for a moment. So that's gonna get weird.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think a lot of people are gonna check out, man.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a really weird because the way it's built, it's set up in the '60s.
Is it?
It's supposed to be like,
like a sitcom. That's what it's supposed to look like. Yeah. That's
it's
what they said.
To look like a sitcom. Like it's her idea of what the perfect family and lifestyle should be.
It's Bewitched.
Yeah. Yo, there you go. MCU.
It's MCU Bewitched. quite possibly it is. So, with that being said,
but I'm more intrigued by WandaVision right now more than any.
Yeah.
Are you?
Anything right now?
I'm intrigued by Winter Soldier and Falcon and
I'm
Winter Soldier.
I'm waiting for that too, but it's funny because we haven't heard so much. We haven't heard much about it,
right?
But there are like I've seen like you know on set photos and things like that. And
isn't that the first one coming out though?
Yeah, that's the first one.
WandaVision. Yeah, they moved it up. That's all.
WandaVision
up,
moved but
it
up. Falcon and Winter Soldier is going to be first.
Yeah,
that's in the fall.
Yeah, that's the one I'm more interested in.
Did you got that Disney Plus login or what? What's up?
Can we talk about this off the air? What is going on?
Let's talk about it off the air. Anyway, so talking about Disney Plus, going back into Star Wars now, there is another rumor that there will be another show, which will be doing another live-action Star Wars show that they're working on, besides the Obi-Wan one that we know that's a confirmed that's going to be they're working on.
Okay.
There is one that is going to be starring Sabine Wren, which is the Mandalorian from the Rebels cartoon.
Okay.
They're going to introduce her in live action, quite possibly, and it's going to be kind of like a sequel to Rebels. Might have Ahsoka, might not. We don't know yet, but that's all we got right now.
Yeah.
So, it's a possibility. It's a decent rumor, decent, credible rumor. Going back to Marvel now, you know, we have talked an extensive about the Netflix shows, the street level Marvel universe, Daredevil, the Iron Fist, Luke Cage. They supposedly are all going to FX with new seasons.
Okay.
So they're taking all the Netflix characters and
all the Netflix characters are going to FX with new seasons. Okay. As soon as the Netflix deal expires, so what their plan is to put all to buy the back catalog, because they have to buy it from Netflix. Buy it back, should I say? Put it on Hulu. Come out with the new seasons on FX for the regular TV, and say, "Hey, you didn't catch up. Go watch. We'll watch the rest of the shows on Hulu."
Okay,
you know that's the plan.
Yeah, I'm cool with it on FX. You guys probably didn't watch The Gifted, or I don't know if you guys watched.
No,
Legion.
I didn't finish The Gifted.
Those were both very, very good.
Yeah. I said, "What the issue is that they could do the F bombs and the gritty stuff on FX rather than ABC."
Yeah.
You know. What do you think, Joey? Huh?
Yeah, I'm all for it. Yeah. That's good. I'm glad that you know those characters get to live on. It's a rumor.
It's a rumor.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah. Then. Although I don't think we need another Daredevil season, because it ended pretty well.
It did.
A nice little bow.
It did, but I think that's where the money's at. I mean, they're probably. I don't see them doing another Iron Fist.
Yeah.
I think they'll let that one die.
I could watch another Punisher.
Maybe another Punisher.
Maybe another Punisher. Maybe
Jessica Jones. Hey.
Jessica Jones. Hey.
But I'd like to see the Jessica Jones, Luke Cage.
Team up, yeah. I'd be on.
Oh, they got to hook up. They got to hook up.
Yeah,
they got to hook back up, should I say? Definitely a lot more story to tell, and all those guys, even Iron Fist. Yeah. Opportunity maybe to fix it.
No.
Let Iron Fist. What would they recast it?
No. Just focus on Shang-Chi, whatever they were.
Yeah.
Shang-Chi. Just focus on that.
We'll see. Talking about another Marvel property, Moon Knight. Apparently, and a rumor is that Pedro Pascal, as he's so popular right now, that they're eyeing him to possibly helm and become the Marvel Cinematic Universe's Moon Knight for the show.
And he's already the Mandalorian.
He's
going to be Mandalorian and Moon Knight.
Apparently, it's been they're in discussions with him to see if he's interested. I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think he's got the physical chops, right?
Yeah. Moon Knight is not a character I'm very interested in. But I know a friend of mine here who is Damon. He's very excited about.
Yeah.
It.
Who is?
Damon is. Oh, okay. He's very excited about.
Yeah.
It.
Oh, yeah. It's our friend here in the office. Yeah.
Yeah. I seen. There was also a rumor too on Cinema Blend that Daniel Radcliffe.
Harry
Potter,
okay.
Mm-hmm. For
Daniel Radcliffe.
He's a great actor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, he's low key a really good actor.
Wow.
And here's like some fan art. Yeah. What it, like, look like. It's crazy.
I mean, it's not like you're going to be running around with your shirt off. It's Moon Knight.
No, it's Moon Knight.
You got on the white hoodie.
It's Marvel's Batman.
It could be any one of us.
It's Marvel's crazy Batman.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, anything else I'm forgetting, guys?
The one thing I wanted to talk about. It's the only reason I showed up for the show.
What was it?
New Mutants.
Oh, yeah.
The trailer just dropped. I'm glad so I could see. This is why I have co-hosts to remind me of these things.
Interesting thing about that real quick.
Yeah.
That is actually going to be within the MCU from what?
Really? You think so?
Yeah, so Kevin Feige gave this movie a watch and said, this is really good.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why it's coming back out, new trailer's out, fire, it looks good. And I think it's going to be loose within the MCU.
Yeah?
Because it's like they made it so that way it can be tied in with the X-Men and all that stuff before, you know, all the Disney stuff happened.
Yeah.
But apparently Kevin Feige looked at the movie and this is according to Emergency Awesome, who I follow on YouTube. He's really good.
Yeah, that's my dude.
Yeah. He's dope. So Kevin Feige gave it a look and now it's like, it's within that universe.
Yeah. You think so? I don't know, man. The trailer started off with the Fox logo there. I know Disney owns Fox now,
Well, I think, you know, Disney may not put their Disney thing on everything. And maybe like, okay, we own Fox. Mm-hmm. Like we let Fox
do
run
Fox
certain,
stuff.
You know.
Yeah.
We run certain things through Fox. Because I remember the concern was with some higher level executives was like, well, this movie is too dark to make a bunch of money. And, you know, hopefully Kevin Feige saw it. Was like, but this is a good movie. And
they probably it didn't cost
$158 million to make.
Mm.
So we'll be good. You know, I thought the trailer looked great.
It looks amazing. Is it going to be, And now we're seeing our first horror-based Marvel movie.
Yeah.
So this is cool to see what, you know, can transpire with things like this. Because, you know, like I said, like, you don't really see too much of the dark side of the comic stuff. So this is a good dive before we get that Multiverse of Madness, which is set to be another horror movie as well. So
I'm
hyped for this.
Because you think about how dark the original first two X-Men films were. Pretty dark.
Yeah.
They're pretty dark. And, you know, like I said, Legion's a pretty dark show.
I need to catch up on Legion. Don't tell me nothing about it.
Yeah, New Mutants looks great. Like, I'm familiar with these characters somewhat. So I'm excited to see, especially the character Magic. It looks like they're going to do her
loyal to
the comic.
Forgive my ignorance, but I'm just making sure that it's correct. Is the girl that's in the trailer with the black hair, that's the girl from Logan?
No, that's
a different mutant, right?
Yeah, none of these characters are from Logan.
Okay. Yeah. Because I thought those kids were the kids that were going to be in, those kids that escaped were her at the end of Logan, remember?
Yeah.
I thought that was going to tie into this.
Well, those are another class of New Mutants. So there's different classes of New Mutants. This is like the original
New Mutants.
Oh, okay. Cannonball and
right. I said see the Cannonball.
His hands glow like Colossus's sister.
Yeah. I thought it was a great looking trailer.
I like the cast too. You got the kid Charlie Heaton, who's in Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who old girl Arya Stark.
Yeah. Macy Williams.
Yeah.
Macy Williams.
Yeah. It definitely has to be a good movie. So you know, I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
We'll see it. Hopefully, we'll get some passes so we can review it.
Yeah.
We're gonna review Bad Boys for Life.
We are.
Yes. Wow. When day is that?
That's coming. The preview is Wednesday, I believe. Next Wednesday.
Yep.
You available? You got to be in the air?
Is that early vibes?
No, it's 7:30. You know they do that at 7:30, bro. Yeah. You got to be. You got to do that wild 9-4-1. Shut it down. Shut the city down.
Night radio.
Yes. shut the city down.
Yeah. PPM don't care about screens.
PPM does not care about Bad Boys and Wolves.
They do not. They do not. What else we got before we wrap it up here? Okay, so we were invited to our very first official invitation to a Comic-Con, ladies and gentlemen. The show, Geek Culture Congress, the GCC, will be in the building.
We normally have to beg.
Yes. I didn't get the word. Nobody's hearing this now.
Yeah.
What's happened to this group chat?
Yeah. Oldsmar Comic-Con. It is a free Comic-Con, the Oldsmar Library.
Mm-hmm.
And we were invited. So I will be there definitely with a booth. I'm going to have Albert de Armas from Animus Comics come through, do some sketches and some commissions and stuff like that, and help promote his book, Alienox, and hopefully Tarek will join me out there.
I'll be out there.
Say some hi to some people. It's a short Comic-Con. It's only from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on January 25th, okay? That is this month, of course.
This
Saturday. So if you're in the Tampa Bay area, come check us out. We'll be out there. I'll be out there with Albert, and of course, Tarek will be out there. Hopefully, Joey will come through as well.
I might be in LA.
Oh, okay. Well,
Grammy weekend.
That boy on fire, cuz.
He's getting them checks, boy. Telling you, man. Telling you.
Possibly.
Don't sleep on Joey franchise. Joey, let him know what you got going on. Give him all the socials and everything.
Keep up with me on the Gram and Twitter at Joey franchise and on Wild 94.1 Monday through Friday. You can tune in on our Wild 94.1 app, which is free and available on the App Store. Yeah. So wherever you are and on the planet, you can listen to me 7 to midnight and tap in.
That's what's up.
Mr. Tarek Lewis.
My name is Tarek on all platforms, and I'm also Joey's friend. So hopefully
he's available for bookings, ladies and gentlemen. You need a comedian,
and I see
comedian.
You were on like set and shooting stuff.
Yeah. I was shooting some sketches, man, for some comedy shows
there
coming up.
There you go.
Got some projects working
on. I like it so much. All right. You guys can check my Nocturnal Life as a DJ at DJ Speedy JR. All the socials, Instagram, Facebook, whatever you got, Twitter. Next week, we have our friends from Orion Spur. Remember the guys that came with the card game?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we got them back next Monday, and they're actually finally kicking off their Kickstarter.
Awesome.
Yeah, officially. So that's what we're going to promote, the official kickoff of the Kickstarter, and we'll get them here on the show and have them talk more about the game and stuff like that. And
I'm not going to play this time because she was assisting me and I was murdering everybody. But
you got to buy a copy now.
Yeah, right.
You got to help on the Kickstarter. So we'll put up all the Kickstarter information on the show next week. Okay, guys? So thanks so much for hanging out with us here at Geek Culture Congress. We are signing off. The GCC is out. We'll be back next week with our friends from Orion Spur, and they'll be showing off their new game. Well, the game is Orion Spur, and the company is Fiero Initiative. Sorry. I was so excited. I mentioned their game before I mentioned the company's name.
See? You messed up our ending.
I messed it all up. To start the whole show all over again. God. See you guys. Have a good one.
Peace.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.